very inspired by nature and its elements. We believe that's an endless source of wonder and natural inspiration. Our mission is creating unique finishes, colors, textures that blend perfectly with all the existing structures and other chosen materials. Every project is unique, but it also requests its own story and mood. For me, selecting the right colors and textures are crucial to bring the right emotion which is needed. I have extensively studied pigments, which are the most important ingredient to create the right color for your plaster, paint or patina to blend in perfectly in a new build or a historic project. It is very important for us that our finishes provide the cohesion to make each assignment a seamless infusion of creativity and also functionality. To find the perfect blend, I travel all over the world. I source pigments, I source raw materials, which we then incorporate into our handmade plasters and natural paints. We inspire and train our experienced craftsmen and applicators to ensure the quality. We remain passionate and fascinated to continue designing and creating every day. We just love what we do.
Welcome to Came Here to Love, a podcast hosted by me, Liz Logan, where we explore heart-centered conversations with visionary leaders from around the world. This podcast is a journey into wisdom, a path to transformation, and an invitation to catch the highest vibration of all, love, elevating our lives and connecting us more deeply to ourselves and the world around us. Our mission is simple: to live with passion, align with purpose, and spread more love. In each episode, we invite compassionate leaders to share insights, personal breakthroughs, and heart-inspired ideas that impact change, not only in our own lives, but also in our communities and the world beyond. Whether you're seeking new perspectives, deeper connection, or a sense of purpose, Came Here to Love offers transformative insights that inspire, enlighten, and remind us all why we're here to love. Today on Came Here to Love, I sit down with Ronnie Woods, a visionary painter and decorator who has made a significant mark on the global interior design scene. With a flair for designing exquisite colors and textures, Ronnie specializes in high-end projects that use natural pigments to create stunning, exclusive interiors. His expertise and creativity has taken him to projects worldwide, where he's transformed spaces into sophisticated works of art. Known for his meticulous attention to detail and a deep understanding of materials, Ronnie continues to push the boundaries of what is possible in interior design, earning him international acclaim. He is the founder of Texture Painting and the creative force behind it. I'm very excited to be sitting down with Ronnie from Texture Painting. He is based out of Belgium, but you're right now in London working on a project. Is that right?
Yeah, currently we're doing a project on Kensington. We designed a color which is going to be used in all the house. One color, one pigment, but we're using different textures. So it's a functional and a decorative technique. So we're going to use actually just one color, one pigment, matching with, you know, the mood board is made with the wood and with the carpets and with all the fabrics. So it has to be one match. So they choose to have a simplicity of going from -2 to +2 with one color. And they will use very nice artwork and the fabrics that will give a little bit more color. It's a quite simple, light, beige, warm ochreish color, and the whole house is hand painted. So we don't use rollers, we don't use any, not custom made fabrics or whatever. It's all by hand.
Okay, so let's take everybody back and really explain what you do, because I think you're one of the most genius textural design people that I've encountered. Certainly, what I was looking for when we were doing a project in Mexico together, what we were looking for. I didn't want seam lines in the floors that we were pouring, right? So the original style that you do in Mexico is to either pour concrete or stucco. And what happens is when you go into a mass space, you end up with having to do tiles or big squares or rectangles, but so that you don't have any micro cracks. And if you don't do that, you end up with these micro cracks. So I was trying to crack the code on how can we do a seamless floor that's just one continual gorgeous surface and it doesn't have any seams. And so our good friend Geraldine, who we're both connected to, which is why we found each other, she recommended you as this solution to this major problem, and you crushed it. You nailed it. And this is really a technique that you've perfected. So what I'd love to hear, just tell everybody a little bit about what your technique is, the texture painting, and why it's so much different. As you just mentioned, your hand painting versus rolling, but take us a little deeper into that.
Where we are specialized in is actually creating colors and textures, decorative and functional. But of course, with the functional plasters, you often have a lot of problems. You just mentioned yourself, like cracks or like in showers, it's not waterproofed. So to make an aesthetically and a technically look coming together, it's not easy. There are not many people specialized in it. So what I studied was like, first going into technical membranes to find out how can I improve plasters and paint that they can be used on furniture, on floors, and also in bathrooms. With that knowledge, I made a combination of how can I make a technical plaster also look aesthetically, and not only aesthetically like an epoxy or like a high gloss paint, which is most of the time giving it a fake look. You want to have a natural look, but having a natural look combining with a technical strong plaster, which doesn't crack or can be used on any kind of surface, well, that needs some experience. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing this almost, I'm 15 years old, and I developed, since I'm 25, I'm really into development of finding solutions between decorative plasters and functional plasters. So my whole way has been, you know, about learning and of course failing a lot, because you do floors, they crack, they open up, you have to find a solution. Why is it happening? Which product should I use now to not have this anymore? And once it's finished, you also have the maintenance, which is important, because you can make a beautiful floor, but if you cannot maintain it, what's the purpose of a floor? Eh? You cannot become a slave of your house. The floor is the carrier of your interior. It's the most important surface is the floor, because that's where it all starts with.
And I want to just stop there for a second, because what I think I love so many things about you. You're a remarkable human and become a dear friend. But one of the things that I think that so few people actually think about, what you just said about the floors being one of the most important parts of the house, that it is the foundational part of the house. And I, you know, especially in Mexico and the US, where I've done most of my design stuff, it's like an afterthought to just put plaster on the walls and just paint it. And yes, of course, color and textures are important, but it's not the level of detail and art creation that you're taking it to. The way I describe you best is, yes, it's texture painting, but beyond that, you are an artist, that you're crafting the whole interior and exterior wall space and floors into art itself. So it's not just this after design, but it's this actual intentional design of saying, let's make the walls and the floors as beautiful as the wood beams and the furniture and interiors inside. And this I haven't seen before. And I think this is where your genius zone is, and where you've really created this passion around how do you create this art form and make a home. I mean, it brings, when I come into your space, it's like it brings everything to life, right? It has a different energy to it.
Yeah, for sure. It's because we go further than a standard plaster guy or painter. We really want to match the color and the texture completely with the environment. Every space, every room has a different feeling. It's, for us, it's important that you step in the room and that it feels like the walls have to be connected with everything. Yeah. And I make samples. For me, it's so important to make many colors, many samples to blend in perfectly with the mood board that's on the table. And if you match it, if you just go with a color map and you show the color map to the client and you say, yeah, choose a color. Yeah, what is then the meaning of giving the room this extra touch? We want to create with handmade paint, with handmade pigments. If you blend it together, because it's all like natural pigments, if you blend it in a cocktail and then apply it on the right surface and texture, it gives such a beautiful feeling. And for me, it's a passion. You know, it's important.
For sure.
For me, it's important that it's perfect. The room has to be connected with everything. And you feel it when you enter the room. It's a complete different
feeling. You totally feel it.
You totally feel it. And I always say, like, the transmission of your passion is in the walls and in the floors of the places that you design. Like, you're also transmitting your deepest level of passion into the work that you do. And I think that that adds such a dimension of art form, and also just the end result ends up being unbelievable. So thank you for finding your genius zone and playing in this world at such a young age. I mean, you figured this out, but I want to just talk a little bit about using the earth tones,
Can
you tell us a little bit about that? Cause when I watched that process of how you're actually taking the pigments from the earth and using it as inspiration, tell us a little bit more about that.
So what I try to do is I source most of the time natural products. If we work in France, we are doing a house in France, I'm not going to use a pigment from Italy. I'm going to source a pigment that belongs to the country. Let's say a pigment that comes from an umber pigment, which has been found in a mine close by. Or we even going to use the soil, the sand that's actually just outside. We're going to take sand, we mix it with some binding products, all natural based. And with that process, we're going to create a color. So the inside and the outside gets connected. Very often, people are asking, what is one of our specialties? It's to create, like, on new walls. The house is newly built, but they want to have it look like it's 100 years old, or it has to be more aged or whatever, but on a natural way, not like scraped way or fake way. And most of the time, if you use products that you can find in your environment, like just outside, you take the soil, you mix it, you use sand, you use lime in one kind of material, and you paint your walls with that, it's an indescribable feeling of beauty.
Yeah, it's outrageously incredible, the transmission of what that, and you actually, I even saw a sample, which was so beautiful that you added sand to the texture of the sample that you were playing with. So it gave this very grainy sand kind of look and feel to it, which also I think is so genius. So so how does one get from this place where you are now, like, take us, how did this happen? How did you get here? What put you on this path?
The path was not chosen by myself. I had a little bit of a push because, I stopped school when I was 15 and they sent me to certain directions. And I was, young and rebellious, and I wanted to find my way in life. And I've always been good in working with my hands. So I was trying to figure out, what will I be? Will I be a metal worker? Will I be a carpenter? But then at some point I found out that I was very good with colors. I can make very good colors. I have a good feeling with textures and colors. So I started studying into art and decoration for a few years. And then I had the opportunity to start working for a very famous painting company, which is also working worldwide, for a few very famous architects. So I started working for them almost 6 years. And then after 6 years, I decided that I wanted more. The entrepreneurship in myself was breathing. And I said to myself, why don't we start our own company? And so I did. I was 25 and I started texture painting, which today has a company of 50 workers. And then we have some office people. And we create textures and colors worldwide. So, of course, I've been fighting against a lot of things. And every fight is also a learning process. But right now, we are standing where we are. We work for very famous architects. And we're doing projects worldwide. And all in the branch of creating textures with special pigments. So what I wanted to do, my passion that I was creating, is today my business. And I mean, it's not a business. It's a pleasure. I mean, being able to do interiors worldwide with your own creations.
It's an art form. I mean, I always say, so I'm all about, for all of you listening, you know this by now, but I'm all about really living from your soul as opposed to your personality or your ego. And when you can actually express your true essence, your true expression of your soul into what you do, so that your job, your work, your career doesn't become separate from who you are. It's a deep expression within of who your soul is. And that is how you're expressing out into the world. For me, this is the gift of true creativity and inspiration. And really, being in alignment with your true self. And so I think that you've nailed that from the standpoint of really feeling like it's not work. Every time I talk to you, I'm sitting there watching you and you're sweating and you're in these crazy environments and you're loving it and you're painting walls and you're just having the blast.
Yeah, it's cool. Okay. No, I love it. I love it to be just in my work clothing, being on my knees and, just to work it out. And, of course we run a business. I started a business on my own. Today, I'm not only, I also have a management responsibility, but yeah, let me just be in a room and do my thing. Then I'm on my place. I'm on my place, and that's what I love. Like, of course you're running a business, but the second part is when you leave a room and after the decorator has come with the curtains and the fabrics and the sofa and whatever, the furniture, and then seeing the room coming together, the color that you have made on a sample, which is just a little sample, which you only had little samples of fabrics and stuff like that. And then you see the room coming together.
Yeah.
And your part is such a big part of the whole, because your color makes it all connected. You know, the sofa is connecting because of the floor color. The curtains are connected because you have created the color of the wall. And that gives me such a... Yeah, it's difficult to describe, but it's like gives me such a and of course not every English word is very known.
But almost like joy or thrill. Yeah. I would think. Yeah. And it's again going back to this idea that the walls and the floors are the most important aspect. I mean, this is like the structure of the home or the building, that because you're doing a lot of commercial space as well. The thing that, it's like that old saying, if walls could talk. And literally, I feel like when you can infuse your walls with this natural pigmentation from somebody that also has the passion to then put this all together in such a beautiful art form, what I love about it is that everything else, it's almost like you're dressing up the room, but you're really supporting the sacred space that was the original intent. Like, I've worked with so many architects and they're brilliant and their designs are incredible, but then it gets kind of lessened, I'll say, because of all of the things that come next. And what I feel like you're doing is you're saying, look, let's take this piece of architecture and let's highlight it. Let's like give the legs and the arms and the body this gorgeous palette and really accentuate how substantial that is. And then everything else, it's like, it's just like our bodies. Then it's like, okay, we can put on these outfits and we can have different fabrics on. And yes, of course it looks good, but the actual structure of the system has to be gorgeous as well.
It's like wearing the perfect shoes and the perfect skin color. If you are wearing the wrong clothing on it, it's not going to match.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, I've always told you, I think you're somebody that we're going to read about for a long, long time, because I do think that you are such an artist and you've cracked the code on this really beautiful solution to a problem that's, for me, it's a forgotten thought. And it kind of takes me back to, a lot of the ancient wisdom teachings where we kind of forget our way, and they used to actually use adobe, especially in Mexico and in parts of North America. They used the earth, and then we pulled away from it. And now I feel like you're it's the wisdom teaching that you're bringing back into our dwelling.
For sure. For sure. We're going, that's also the biggest reason of my, I don't want to use fabric made paints or pigments. I really want to go back in time where they were using just lime paint, sand, clay, and the most beautiful, look at Rome or whatever. Everything is built with clay. It's still standing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Venice, it's still standing after so many years, but it's all used material from local soils, and they blend it in, and it's the most beautiful form of architecture you can find.
100%.
That's also why we are calling our techniques, if you can say it like that, we call them architectural finishes, because we want to go back with the natural soil, which you can be find locally, and build an inside finish, which you cannot copy. You cannot buy. You cannot buy this in a store. We create everything with a formula, with local founded pigments and products. It's like a chef who's cooking with local products, you know.
Yeah,
and that's what we try to do.
Yeah, and you've done it really well. I want you to talk a little bit about the house that you transformed for yourself, because I also think that's a really incredible project. And maybe we'll try to include the photos if you want.
Yeah, of course. I have beautiful pictures which you can use. Of course, I'm not a standard guy, so I cannot live in a standard apartment or a standard house.
That's for sure true. Like, let's just pause there. You're anything but standard.
Which I think it's fine. Everybody can his opinion about it. Can have his opinion about it, but I don't like standard. Huh?
I don't either. I appreciate that about you.
So actually, you know, I was looking for a place for my own, which I don't have much time to spend in because I'm always traveling around. But when I come home now, it feels like home. I feel so good in this space because it's completely what I design, what I feel, what I love. And that's also what I want to create with my customers, is that they have the same feeling. Some of them have more houses all over the world. So when they come home, I want them to feel like home. And giving these textures and colors as an extra on the walls, it gives such more like a wellness zen hotel feeling. Yeah. That's what I also created in my place. So what I bought myself a 15th century chapel. It's not a church; it's more like a chapel. But the design, the rooms were so amazing. High ceilings, wooden ceilings, the lead glass is completely in 50 different colors. They don't look like very Christian windows, but they have more like a Picasso look, which was perfectly made in my case. The space is big, it's high. I could design every space to what I wanted. Every detail you can find back in this house is done with love. And I always try to tell my customers, because we also visit a lot with clients, of course. Every time I did a visit with clients there, they're like overwhelmed. They're like, what do I feel here? Can you please also do this with our house?
Yeah.
I said, of course, I'm lucky because a new house doesn't have the soul of an old building. Mm-hmm. And I know we can create a lot of things, but environment of this building, the details that were there already since a long time, you cannot buy.
Right.
They are there. And then from there, you start creating. So that extra touch of having a building with a soul, that was where I was looking for. And I found it in Belgium, not so far from my company. So I'm very lucky, first of all, that I could buy it. And second, that I was able to, because it's a reinforced, it was not a house before. So you had to do a long process to make a house of it.
Yeah, it's like the king is living in his cathedral.
Right. That's the best description. Yeah. So, but I'm very happy, and it has a beautiful garden. There's a beautiful garden, and
it's a stunning project. And it's a deep reflection again of what you're here to do and transmit into the world, and really taking that respect for the old structure and the walls that, again, they have such memory to them, and really highlighting. You know, it's like you're in a crazy way, you're just, I was just going to make a really stupid comment. I'm not going to say it, but I think that you're always enhancing. You're an artist, but you're doing this like beautiful transmission of how you see the world, which I also think is really spectacular. So take us to a time though that maybe wasn't so easy. Like, what were some of the obstacles that you've encountered, whether it's, you know, in your own personal life or on this journey of mastering this company, but what's been a challenge for you?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is always people.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. I always say between dreams and wishes are people. In Flemish, it sounds better. We say tussen dromen en wensen staan mensen. But yeah, the biggest challenge, of course, is people, because I can create a texture or a color, but at some point the company grows and you have many projects. So I cannot be on every project. I can, or maybe just like one day or whatever. But then your guys have to apply the technique, and they have to work with the same heart. Because if you don't work with a heart, if you come work in my company for the money, you have to go to another company. Because the first of course, everybody needs to make money. But the first thing you have to do is do your work with your heart and with passion. And then you will, and then the rest will follow. If you are not
there. Oh my God, just stop for a second. Because guys, listen to what he just said. Like, this is the whole premise of what we're talking about on Came Here to Love. For me, I'm doing this podcast as a movement, as a deeper level of understanding love, not as a noun or a possession or something that we're trying to attain from each other, but love as a passion, as an essence of who we are and how we're moving through the world. And love as this vibrational force that we get to align with every single day. And I love what you just said is, and I love that you're the owner of this company and this is the qualification. It's like, if you aren't coming from your heart, I don't want you here. And right. I feel, again, I just want to commend you for a second, really highlight this, because so few people are operating a company from that level. Instead, it's always bottom line and it's always money, 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 money. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the employees aren't happy. There's it's a terrible work situation environment. And people are, the turnover is really, really incredible. And your guys are like, I mean, they're oozing out passion, and it's really cute to see them. Yeah.
No, but you know, and if you do your job good and you work with passion and the client is satisfied, yeah, then everybody gets paid and everybody will make money. And if you're doing a good job, you can, you know, everybody can have his profit from it. But clients take me because they have high expectations because I sell a dream to them, and they're expecting a dream from me. And if you cannot create a dream, then I don't want to have a nightmare. So everything comes with what you promise and sell. If you do what you promise, the rest will follow.
Yeah. So you were talking about the hardest challenge is the people.
Yeah. So yeah, for sure. People. And of course, I'm not a manager. I am more like a handcrafted person. So my management skills, let's say the administration of a business. I was lucky that I had good persons around me. And still, till today, I have a very good team around me, which is on that part more experienced than I am. Of course, we're always on top and looking over it, but it always comes back to one thing. It's people, I think. Personally, you have to give up a lot. If you travel sometimes 1 month, sometimes 2 months, it depends on the project where you are. Sometimes I'm going from one project to another and you're just in Belgium 2 days, 3 days. Then you also have your life balance, where everybody's talking about these days. It's not, of course, not in a good balance, because you have to give up. You have to give up on relationships. You know, friends are inviting you for a dinner, and then you have to say no because I'm in London or I'm in Mexico. I can't. And I don't say you give up on friendships, because good friends will always be there, and a lot of people believe in me and they love me. But you feel that if you want to reach a certain level, you also have to give up on things. But I believe that at some point it will all come back. And if you're a fighter, you have to fight. And I think I'm fighting for what I believe in. And I believe that we are going to be, I want to be with my company on a very high level in the world. That's what we are.
Well, you're definitely setting up for that. You have projects all over the world. And as I said before, we brought you into a project in Mexico that ended up being beautiful. And I do believe that, you know, it is a sacrifice. You are on set or on site, so to speak, for the duration of what is needed for you to get the paint going and the walls and the textures done. And so it definitely is a sacrifice for sure. So what would you say, like, if you could go back and convey a message to your younger self, what would it be?
Keep on going.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what I would tell myself. I don't regret, because right now I'm living my dream. I mean, I'm doing projects worldwide. I have a very good network and very interesting people around me, which I would never been able to reach if I would just have lived around the church in Belgium and just be doing a local job, which is perfectly fine if that's your goal or you don't have any more needs. So I'm a traveler. I feel I need to travel. Now I'm able to travel, discover, and I'm getting paid for to travel and being around on beautiful places.
You're going to amazing places because most of these projects are very high-end projects. Mm. And so, you get... I keep threatening to bring you to Colorado to Aspen or Vail because this product would be insane there. So if you're listening and you have a project that you want Ronnie to be involved with, definitely contact us because I want you in Colorado. I want your signature. I've got to find a project for you. Maybe it'll be my own house, but I really want you in Colorado. But no, I love that. I think it's an amazing thing when you can actually travel also to different places. I think that's probably a really fun part of what you're creating and doing because you are working with local materials. And so you get to learn a place and to discover like, oh, okay, so I could incorporate this into what I'm doing now. And I'm sure that's thrilling.
No, and it's also important that you feel that the client feels it because very often we work with designers, they know what we do, but then the client doesn't really understand what we're doing or what they're going to get. And this is also what I loved about you. We had right away a connection, but you also understand and have and know what it needs. You have mm-hmm. perfect sight on what decoration is, what interior is, why it's needed to do an extra touch on the wall or the floor. And I'm very grateful that we had this connection between us about understanding, because it's important that a client also understands or an interior designer understands what we do. Because we're not just a painting company that delivers colors. We are involved in the project to become a soul of the project.
Yeah. And for me, you know, my background is in wellness. And for me, it's all about creating wellness homes. I mean, this is the whole point is you spend the majority of your time in your home. And so we want the home to be healthy. We want it to feel good. We want the emotional response to be of the soul, as we've been talking about, of the heart, so that you have, for me, I do experiential design all the time of really thinking through what is it going to feel like to live this space? What is it going to feel like to take the blanket off the couch and put it on when you're watching a movie and to feel the lighting on the walls and to have that whole textured experience? And so, for me, it's everything. And so when working with you was a dream. I've told you so many times, I'm like, we need to do more and more projects because...
Yes, I would love to.
Yes, when you have the compassion and understanding and respect for a place, I think that that's like, God, it's honoring the heart and it's honoring what you've been talking about of creating this dream for someone. And
Sorry if I interrupt you. No, but it's so fun to work with someone that, you know, sometimes you make 50 samples, but they don't know why we're making the samples. Yeah. But with you, you can describe very quick what you want. And if you don't have the same understanding, also the process of colors and samples are going much quicker.
Yeah.
And then you reach very fast the chosen sample. And also for us, it's important that there is a certain, you know, you don't want to make 50 samples because it's not understand. And that was with you quite quickly. That worked really quickly. And that's for us as well. Very top, very nice.
It was fun. It's fun. And it's also, you know, it's so fun when you start to play with light because a space has so many different light tones to it, right? So you think you want, you pick a color and you're like, oh no, I definitely want this color. And then you put it on site next to sand and sun and ocean. And all of a sudden it's like orange and you're like, wait, this isn't at all what I had in mind. And so, so it's really about fine tuning and just, you know, what I love about design for me, it's very similar of how you move through your life, but it's about the palette of creating this textural experience, I guess I'll say it that this way, that really allows everything to be highlighted. So even with light, it's like, let's highlight light. How does shadow play into this room? How does light transmit into, you know, a good thing or do we need to move the light away? And all of these elements, I feel like are really about playing with the soul of the home and the soul of the heart of the people transmitting it. When you were doing the project, I remember thinking, and I think I even said this to you, I'm like, you're going to feel, everyone that walks into this house is going to feel your passion and your heart in these walls. And they're going to walk into a room and like, what is this place? Like, what, you know? So it's really beautiful. So
yeah, that's our mission. That's our mission.
and I feel like you've definitely done well with that mission. So beyond all of this, what did you come here to love? Like, what are you loving right now in your life?
Well, of course, I love my son.
Which you have a two-year-old son.
I have a two-year-old son.
It's adorable.
Yeah, he's very cute. Yeah, I think that at some point you have you also need a goal or something in your life. Because of course, it's not egoistic, but it's like first you do it for yourself because there's nobody around you. And then you have a son. And then it gives you an extra inspiration, motivation, because at some point, you know, he has to choose his own path. If he doesn't want to do this or what I'm doing, it's all good. But even what I'm doing today, at some point it will, you know, it will be affected in his life. Also today it's effective because, you know, I'm traveling a lot. I'm not there all the time, but I try to keep a good connection with him and try to be close with him, especially when I'm there and trying to be there. It's not easy. That's what I said about, you know, the path.
The sacrifice. Yeah.
And the sacrificing you have to make. So, of course, he's 2 years old. It's an important age to be involved with, and he needs to be feeling that his father is around. But I try to be there as much as possible. And I think that he will understand, as long as he understands that his father is there and that he cares. I think that's the most important thing that you can give a child. And I don't think you always have to be physically there. Maybe other people have other opinions about it. But I feel that if he will understand that what I did in my life was going for a goal, I hope that he will also at some day, no matter what, goes for his goal.
And whatever
you have to do for it.
It's an amazing thing, parenting. And I think it's the hardest role that we have, you know, in life. Mm. And what I always tell, especially men, but really it's everything. And it's especially in this modern day of age where family units are so disconnected, whether they all live under the same roof and they're all going at a million miles an hour and everyone has a different schedule and there's no home cooked meal anymore around the table. And, you know, all of these things that are really affecting family dynamics and the richness of what that connection is. But what I always say is that it's not about time. Yes, time is like of the greatest gift that we have, but it's the quality of the time because you can have your child, you can live with your child the whole time and they can be in the privacy of their own room on a video game and you never have any interaction with them whatsoever. But what your situation is you when you have time with your son, you are actually hands-on interacting, doing things with him, creating memories and creating life. And to me, that's the difference is it's like, you know, how do we spend the time that we have together? And that's the richness. So I don't think it's necessarily, physical space, but yeah, just to enjoy each other when we're actually together. It's really important. Right. Yeah. Well, you're doing an amazing job with parenting. So what do you think the world needs more of?
Color.
Color. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said color.
A lot of
our designs are more like, you know, between soft white and beige and then some rooms are in a very nice color. So I think we should use more colors. Huh?
You need to come to Mexico. That's like, yes, this is the color palette of the world.
That's what I loved about Mexico. But of course you have the blue sky, the bright sun. It gives you more opportunities to work with colors than...
Because you're in London right now in the winter and it's gray.
You don't want to use a blue color on the wall here. It wouldn't fit. But anyway, what the world needs more is communication. And I think that people are these days not really involved with talking anymore. They're all on their phone, email, WhatsApp, whatever communication tool they have. And they don't speak anymore. And I think that these days that people are not connecting anymore. Mm. They're connected by a profile. They're not connected in real life anymore. And if you connect, what I always try to do is connect with my clients or with the customers or with the designers because I want to feel them.
Yeah.
I don't want to work by email. I don't want to work by a picture. I want to feel on the table. The fabrics, the real life fabrics. I want to feel the customer. I want to feel the place. So to create what's needed, you need to be one with the space. And I think that the world needs to be more connected with each other.
I love that answer so much.
Everybody is living a separate life and doing their own thing and trying to work for their own, which is fine. But nobody's looking to each other anymore. It's all me. And of course, you have to look out for yourself, but use more color.
I love this so much. What I love about it is it actually ties into what you're designing, which is I feel like you're designing soulful spaces, these sacred containers that you are giving people this completely different emotional response when they walk into a room that then connects them, whether it's a bedroom of intimacy, communication that way, whether it's a family room where you're watching movies and laughing around the dining table. But I feel like that's how you are transmitting your work. And it's so important to have that connection.
No, I think it's even a philosophy about having this kind of feelings that textures and colors bring people together. Because if you walk into a room and there's a beautiful chair, people will talk about the chair. They will say, it's a nice chair. And they start talking. They have a subject to talk about. If you walk into a room, a space which is decorated or painted, and you don't know each other, but you will walk in and you have this relaxed feeling and you're like, wow, this wall. And you start talking about design and colors. And I think it's a philosophy of bringing souls together with having a colorful textured house.
Oh my God. Like, you make me want to just jump into your world. Let's do that. Let's create that. No, it's so true. It is. It's a way of life. It's a way of being. And it's a practice. For me, it's like, this is active living. You know, yes, you're doing this beautiful texture wall and floor and interior finishes, architectural finishes, but it's a way of life. And this is what I've been preaching and coaching and teaching people for years and years is the intentional way you're moving through the world. Like, it's a choice every single day to wake up and to do things the way that honor your heart and really are tapped into your soul. And that's exactly what you're talking to. And the world needs more of it. So it's about that, you know, going in that internal work of really finding your heart center and then pulling people in to enjoy that. I'm in a point right now in my life where I have a beautiful house in Vail and I'm living in Mexico. I'm doing a lot of work in Mexico and I'm single. I'm not attached to anyone. And I'm really in this place of exploration around, where do I want to have my new walls for you to come paint, by the way? Because I'm definitely bringing you into that. But every time I think about designing a new space for me, it's around communication and community and love and like just that nurturing feeling that I want when I house people in my beautiful home. So I'm right there with you. I love that. I love that. Okay. Well, so I'm going to ask you to fill in the blank. So the first question is, I am
creative.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Well, maybe that was.
You're also pretty cute. I have to say, you're not. You're pretty soft on the eyes.
I cannot say about. I cannot say about myself.
I know.
Cute.
I'm teasing.
I couldn't do that. I am open-minded.
I think that's in large part why you're so creative. Yeah. I think the two dance really well together. Yeah, the two dance really well together. And I am whole when?
I always come back to the business side. I should talk more about my private situation.
You should say whatever comes to your heart.
I am complete when the customer is happy.
I think you're pretty complete when you're on your knees, like painting the floors as well. You're pretty complete.
Maybe that's a better answer. I am complete when I'm having the trowel in my hand and applying the texture. Yeah. That's me. That's just who I am. I'm just on the knees applying. That's who I am.
No, I know. I keep saying I want you to teach me so that I can do that too.
But, yeah.
And then love is?
Connection.
Well, thank you for connecting all of our hearts to our homes, because I do believe that that is the connected gift that you're giving through your creative expression. And
my mission, it's my new mission.
I love the mission. And I want to support. As you know, I'm here to support. And all of you listening, if you want more information on this incredible company, Texture Painting, as well as connection to Ronnie, all of that will be below this episode. And who knows? We'll maybe highlight a new project we do together at some point and bring everybody with us. Yeah.
That would be great. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for this conversation and being here with us today and giving your insight and genius. And I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Came Here to Love. I hope today's conversation has inspired you to live more fully, align with your soul, and spread more love in the world. Remember, love is the highest vibration. And when we lead with it, we elevate not just our own lives, but the lives of those around us. If today's episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone who could use a little more love in their life. And as always, keep tuning in for more heart-centered conversations that remind us all why we are here to love. Until next time, keep living your light and loving with your whole heart.